Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Standoff in West Wichita ends peacefully. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The design phase of Wichita's Aquatics Master Plan has begun.
A Korean summit may be scrapped. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A fairly nice start to the morning across south central Kansas. Warm and dry weather expected this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
At least two people are dead after heavy storms hit the northeast part of the U.S. with falling trees and branches. One tree snapped in half and fell on top of a car, trapping an 11-year-old girl inside. That was in Newburgh, New York. The girl died. A neighbor who knew the girl, Ramon Rodriguez.
They give me the chill because I got nieces and nephews in here, and I can understand the emotion they're going through and things like that. I feel bad for them.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency due to the damage of the storm there in New York. A police standoff ended peacefully in West Wichita Tuesday afternoon near 119th Street and Taft. Police officer Charlie Davidson said officers were contacted by a man and woman Monday saying their 33-year-old son was intoxicated and pointed a gun at them. Officers could not find him Monday. They followed up on the case Tuesday and went to that West Side home. A police SWAT team and a dog were called in. The man then was arrested.
At yesterday's meeting, the Wichita City Council approving the design initiation of the city's aquatics master plan.
The council approved that master plan last year. With Tuesday's approval, $1.2 million in aquatics plan funds are budgeted this year and next for design and construction. The city selected Water's Edge Aquatics Design to handle the design phase. Overall, the city will renovate four facilities, turn five swimming pools into water playgrounds, and build two additional water playgrounds, which will address such issues as water conservation, safety, extended pool seasons and operational hours, and cost savings from eliminating lifeguards. The capital improvement plan includes $22 million in funding for aquatic facility improvements through 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One woman killed, three injured Tuesday in a South California explosion. Fox's Rick Lozano reports.
An explosion inside of a medical office building. First reported as a car into a building, but we've learned there was no car involved, but rather a large explosion of some kind, killing one person and injuring three others. Extensive damage to the building, fire and police, a massive response, including the bomb squad, hazmat, canine units called in, as well as SWAT, debris from the building strewn throughout the area, while across the street, a daycare center and some staff members removing some cribs and other furniture and pieces of equipment. In the meantime, children who were inside that daycare center, they were evacuated safely.
The FBI believes a package bomb likely caused that explosion.
Kim Jong-un is threatening to scrap his historic meeting with President Trump.
A day after canceling talks with South Korea, North Korea says it has no interest in a summit if all it's based on is, quote, one-sided demands to give up its nuclear arsenal. North Korean media also warning ongoing joint military drills with South Korea could derail the meeting, calling them an intentional military provocation. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, who met with President Trump Tuesday, tells Fox News tonight the president may just pass up the summit.
I think the president is really focused on trying to accomplish this, realizing he may just have to walk away.
The summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump is scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Collier has signed a bill that will allow those who are wrongfully convicted of crimes to collect $65,000 for each year they were incarcerated. Under the law signed Tuesday, those who are wrongfully convicted and whose convictions are overturned will be eligible for that $65,000 per year they spent behind bars. Michelle Feldman of the Innocence Project says the new system is a gold standard among such compensation laws. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
One last baseball game at X Stadium for the season for the Shockers last night. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Why are Americans so enamored with the royal wedding? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Westar Energy wants to change the way it charges its customers. Will your bill end up being higher or lower?
A potential rate decrease at the end of this year, followed by an increase in electricity rates, is making Westar look into introducing a new rate plan. While some people's electric bills will go down, however, other bills would increase. Another proposal by Westar would be a new optional three-rate plan that would include lower electricity rates most hours of the day, but an increased charge for high usage between the hours of 2 and 7 p.m. If your household uses most of its electricity between 2 and 7, this rate plan would raise your bill, sometimes significantly. However, if you have a job that keeps you away from home during that 5-hour period, the new plan could help you save a little money. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The former deputy, who was widely criticized for not going inside a Florida high school during a mass shooting, is now pocketing a hefty pension.
The deputy who didn't go inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School during February's massacre is now getting a pension of nearly $9,000 a month. That word from the Sun Sentinel. Former Deputy Scott Peterson's taken a lot of heat for not going inside that building, even getting called a coward by President Trump. Peterson retired rather than risk getting fired, but now there's an investigation underway and Peterson may lose that pension. His lawyer's been saying Peterson thought the attack was underway outside the building, so he never went in. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
So why are Americans so enamored with the royal wedding?
The interest in this wedding is astounding, with royal watchers and worldwide media analyzing every aspect of the relationship. Attendees, ceremony, and the new princess.
Meghan Markle is living every Anglophile's dream. She is living the little girl in America that dreams of being a princess.
With millions of tourists visiting the UK each year, it seems almost everyone is interested in some aspect of the big day.
Oh, I want to know what she's going to wear.
We think that the royal wedding has really captured the people's imagination because of the bride-to-be, really.
Adam Housley, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And taking a look at the Monday morning commute, we do have some widely scattered showers in the Wichita area. In fact, we have a storm right now that is dumping a lot of rain right over Park City and the Bel Air area.
Yeah,
and
we have
people pulling over along 53rd Street North and around 61st North because the rain is so heavy. But it's very small. It's just a very isolated storm, but it's dumping a lot of rain in the Park City and area and
so
Bel Air area.
We're near Douglas and Webb, not just a couple of miles from there, and look out the window and there's nothing going on. Wow, it is a spotty one, isn't it? All right.
So if you're under that storm up north, you'll see some very heavy rain for a short amount of time. That's a traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A weak system is moving from northwest into north-central Oklahoma, and that will spread in some clouds this morning. Our best chance of a shower or thunderstorm today should stay to the south of Wichita, our high 84. Partly cloudy down to 65 tonight. Sunny, warm, and dry tomorrow with Thursday's high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a cloudy sky, a thunderstorm in parts in part of the Wichita area, 63 degrees, and got a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. And Ted, I'm just looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and you can see the blip there over to the north of Wichita. But otherwise, all the way around, not much going on. In fact, central Kansas, pretty much clear except for that one spot.
Yep.
And as you go down into northern Oklahoma, there have been showers down there on the way to Oklahoma City all morning long. But, that one little spot up to the north of Wichita where, we've been hearing people pulling over and driving rain.
Along 53rd North.
Pretty serious up there.
And that's kind of in the Park City, Bel Air area, and it's kind of on a track to kind of head basically over K-96.
Okay.
So it's going to affect, looks like it's probably going to affect a little morning commute action here.
How about going to Butler
Northeast
County,
Wichita.
Or is it going
to
go?
We're not even close to Butler County.
Okay.
No, it's over Park City right
all
now.
It's 8:12 with Steve and Ted, and today is Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. On this date in 1991, an F3 tornado developed near Clearwater and moved northeast across south and southeast Wichita. It damaged around 20 homes. It caused $1 million in damage. The twister's track was very similar to that of the infamous Andover tornado that had occurred just 20 days earlier. So this is 3 weeks after the devastating Andover tornado and following almost exactly the same path. Now, an F3 is a little bit less intense than the one that hit Andover, but there it was. Just like they have a track going from Clearwater up to the east side of Wichita. 8:13 now, Steve and Ted, police were called to investigate a domestic disturbance in a southern German town. Found a man arguing with a parrot. A resident in Loresch, near the Swiss border, called the emergency number Monday to report his concerns about loud shouting from a next-door apartment that had been going on for some time. Police said officers went to the scene and found there was a loud argument going on, all right, but it was between a 22-year-old man and a parrot. The man told them he had been annoyed with the bird, which belonged to his girlfriend. The parrot responded to being shouted at with loud noises of its own. Police said it couldn't really speak, but it could bark like a dog. Since no one was hurt, the officers left. That was that. Hey, this is, as I said, May 16th. On this date in 2005, a really big sitcom, Everybody Loves Raymond. Its finale aired on CBS, 2005. A great cast of characters. Very, very funny show that went on and on. And by the way, as on most of the old sitcoms, you can find it on cable somewhere a lot of the time. So Everybody Loves Raymond, the final final episode of the first series on this date, 2005. Authorities say a woman is accused of pulling a gun on another shopper outside a Florida supermarket after an argument that began in the checkout line. The Leon County Sheriff's Office charged 36-year-old Jessica Mock with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. The Tallahassee Democrat reported Mock was in a checkout lane at a Publix store Sunday, but left the line briefly for a forgotten item. Had they ever had that happen to you? I have. When she returned, she found a woman had gotten ahead of the cart she left in line. Sheriff's statement says the two argued then they went outside. And authorities say Mock pointed a handgun at the victim and it's a little annoyed at that person. And by the way,
that's going over the line.
And after the argument, apparently after the argument, the lady who had cut in line went ahead and moved to another line and got out of the way. But it wasn't enough. Jessica Mock wanted to, extract a little more, I guess. So there you go. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And Ted, just looking at some of the news this morning in this aquatics plan going forward, a master plan for the Wichita City Council. And again, the other thing they did yesterday was talk about the River Festival. It's just about 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we're getting close.
June 1st. Now, the River Festival's, been going on a long time here in Wichita. And they used to have it the first week or two in May. But for years, the weather didn't cooperate, so they decided to bump it back till June. And also, there was a conflict, of course, with school and whatnot, so they bumped it back. The River Festival is...
It just got to be where there seems like it was always cold and rainy that second week of May, and people have graduations, and it just was too much of a conflict. And, of course, people always said, why is it in the second week of May? Why don't you move it into the summertime when the weather's better and people have more time? And finally they did. They said, let's do it in June.
It was a long time ago. I can remember in the early 70s when some people came around to the radio station where I was working, and they said, hey, we'd like you guys to get behind this on the radio and talk about this. We're going to do something. We're going to have this big party. It's going to go on for a week, and we're going to have all this stuff going on. And I don't even know if they were going to call it the River Festival. I think it was during the centennial for the city.
Yeah, that was all a part of that.
And spurt. I just looked at him and said, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, and kind of ignored him. And then the thing took off and just went crazy, mm-hmm. and it has been, every year since. And we're talking about 300,000 or 400,000 people going to something, one thing or another, within a week to 10 days, mm-hmm. there, and money coming in from all over, mm-hmm. actually from all over the world. The visitors come from everywhere. And it's just a great party right down here on the river. And over the years, I've been involved, of course, in everything from bed races to the river run to the Twilight Pop concert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we emcee, do a live broadcast of that
for a couple of 3 years.
Oh, yeah, there were a few years there.
Yeah,
where
we did. See, and that was always, God, that was fun.
Of course, many years before I came along, you did live broadcast from down at Century 2 as well.
I did it for a few years on KXLK with my partner at that time, Mike Miller. And Ted, at that time, they put us up on the balcony around Century 2, which was the perfect place for that. And we had a party up there. So anyway, it's on the way. City Council's getting ready, everything.
Last year, they had us up on the scissor lift doing play-by-play of the parade.
Yeah, and I was worried I was going to fall off of there, but yeah. The River Festival coming up. All right, 8:18 now with Steve and Ted. We got some sports to talk about this morning. Ted Woodward keeping us up to date on what's going on with baseball, especially right now focusing on Shockers and Royals. Right, Ted?
Well, last home game of the season last night for the Shockers. Closing out the home portion of the schedule and the only meeting of the season between the Shockers and their in-state rivals, the Kansas State Wildcats. And the Shocks scored some early runs. Could they keep up the onslaught? They could not. Kansas State got the better of the Shockers last night at X Stadium. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game and some post-game comments right here on KNSS.
Shockers just never could get going offensively, only 6 hits off a guy who tends to give up a lot, and a team that hit 328 over the weekend against a very good South Florida team. So the Shockers fall to 32-18-1. That may have sealed their fate. They may go to Clearwater next week, needing to win that tournament to get an NCAA tournament bid.
So it didn't happen for the Shocks last night. In fact, last night, K-State won that game 7-3. Big crowd on a beautiful night for baseball. More than 4,000 fans, a season high at the game last night. A lot of folks clad in purple root on the Wildcats, along with the usual display of Shocker fans as well. Wichita State's only loss this season against a team out of the Big 12 Conference. Major League action last night at the Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Royals and the Rays. Once again, tight between these two. It was tied in the top of the ninth inning. You heard the game on KFH.
Next pitch. Lined left field, that's a hit. Will they be able to score the run? Gordon up with it, firing home, and not in time. And again, Alex was in a position where throwing home was really untenable. I mean, all of his momentum going toward left center field, and you want to hurry the throw. You can't get your feet properly set to uncork a good, accurate throw.
And the Royals were not able to counter. The Rays won 6-5. And for the second night in a row, it was a one-run win for Tampa in Kansas City. As the Royals lose their fourth in a row, Kansas City will try to avoid the sweep in an afternoon game today up at Kauffman Stadium. Rays and Royals, live pregame coverage begins at 12:30 this afternoon. The game will start at 1:15. You can listen to it live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball here in Wichita last night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Exhibition game, the Wichita Wingnuts beat the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks 6-5. And the Wingnuts and the Redhawks play one more preseason game tonight, 7:05 downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wingnuts have their season opener on Friday night. Wingnuts so far have split their first 4 preseason games. JUCO softball. The national tournaments are beginning today. The Division I national tournament in St. George, Utah. Back-to-back national champions, Butler Community College. The Grizzlies going for their 3rd national title in a row.
Wow.
They open up tonight in the first round at 6 o'clock against Walters State of Tennessee. Butler softball going into the national tournament. They've won 41 of their last 42 games.
That's outstanding.
Going
that
for a three-peat.
Really outstanding.
See how they do?
Yeah.
The Division II national tournament gets underway today in Mississippi. Cowley College is the number 6 national seed in that tournament. They take on Madison, Wisconsin in the opening round at 3:30 this afternoon. Men's soccer tonight. It's the second round of the big national tournament, the U.S. Open Cup, and it's FC Wichita visiting the Tulsa Roughnecks at 7:30 this evening. Both teams are off to a 2-0 start on the season, trying to advance in that national tournament. And NBA basketball last night, Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Boston, where the Celtics beat the Cavaliers 107-94. Starting lineup for the Celtics, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists with a pair of wins at home. The Celtics are on top of the Cavaliers 2-0 in that best of 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, blaming Ivanka Trump for Gaza violence. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.